Cuban dissidents and Castro opponents around the world are mourning the death of Oswaldo Payá. The political activist was killed in Cuba in a single-vehicle car crash late last month. Payá's family and others have raised suspicions that the Cuban government had a role in his death. At the center of the case are two European activists who were in the car with Payá and survived the crash. From Havana, Nick Miroff has our story.
The two 27-year-olds met through Facebook. Jens Aaron Modig, chairman of the youth wing of Sweden's center-right Christian Democratic Party, wanted to travel to Cuba to support fellow Christian Democrats there. He was put in touch with a young leader of Spain's conservative Popular Party, Ángel Caromero. Soon after arriving in Havana on tourist visas, they rented a car and set out with Payá to meet other dissidents across the island. Caromero was driving at the time of the crash. This is a clip broadcast on Cuban state television of Caromero describing the accident, with images of their crumpled Hyundai. The young Spaniard says he came up suddenly on an unpaved stretch of highway, hit the brakes, and lost control. The car careened sideways, slamming into a tree along the shoulder. Payá was seated in the back seat on the driver's side and took the impact directly. He was killed instantly. Another Cuban dissident riding in the back, Harold Sapero, died later of his injuries, but the two Europeans wore seatbelts and weren't seriously hurt. I lost control of the car, Caromero says, and that's the last thing I remember. Caromero woke up in a Cuban nightmare, facing possible charges of vehicular manslaughter with up to 10 years in prison. But much of the Cuban government's focus since the crash has centered on Modig, the Swede. Cuban authorities let him return home, but before he left, he told state television he'd come to Cuba with $5,000 for the dissidents. It may not be a huge amount of money, but it's valuable propaganda for Cuban authorities who depict all Castro opponents as paid lackeys of foreign powers. Government broadcasts like this one have probably mentioned Payá's name more in the past 2 weeks than in his 30-plus years of peaceful activism in Cuba. He was best known for leading a petition campaign a decade ago that gathered 15,000 signatures on the island in favor of democratic reforms. The European Parliament awarded Payá its top human rights prize in 2002. Since then, he has been less visible among the different groups of dissidents. They typically face harassment or jail here, not outright assassination. But Payá's widow, Ofelia Acevedo, suspects the crash was no accident.
Estoy pidiendo que me dejen entrevistarme con el español.
I'm asking to be able to speak with a Spaniard, Acevedo says. I want a clear explanation of what really happened. I don't know if we'll ever get the truth, she says, but I don't believe the government's version. Castro opponents here and abroad allege another car was involved, or that the vehicle was run off the road. But the European survivors and other witnesses say it was an accident. In his statement on Cuban television, the jailed Spanish activist Caromero urged the world to focus instead on getting me out of here. Cuban rights advocate Elizardo Sanchez said members of his group visited the crash site and saw no sign of foul play. But the doubts won't be settled until both Europeans can speak freely outside of Cuba, he says. Everything points to it being an unfortunate accident, Sanchez says, but we won't really know until we get their testimony. At the same time, the communist government is definitely to blame for the lack of proper signage on its poorly maintained roads, he says. That ultimately could help Caromero avoid a long prison sentence in Cuba. Investigators say he was traveling at over 70 miles per hour, well above the limit, at the time of the crash. Spanish newspapers have also reported Caromero arrived in Cuba just before his driver's license was revoked in Spain, having accumulated 45 traffic fines since March 2010, including several speeding tickets. As for Modig, he's now back in Sweden, but he says he was sleeping at the time of the accident and remembers nothing. He faced several days of questioning in Cuba before he was allowed to leave and said Cuban investigators were far more interested in his political activities than the crash. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.